that will heal people. Mm-hmm. They need to connect.
They want to see who they're talking to.
So when I started my first video, I was shaking.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Posh Peace Couch. It's another beautiful day. Listen, guys. For some reason, I woke up this morning with a very low energy. And then I'm thinking, it's been a while because I'm quite very energetic. So I was thinking, so this is where the show starts, actually. We're talking about individuality. And sometimes when things hit you one way or the other, you're meant to be able to reflect and think, why is this? Sometimes there's no answer, but there should be a question. Now, there's a question that sometimes there's no answer for, which is fine. But when there's no question at all, then that is the problem. So I question myself, Shay, what's going on? And I had no answer. Guess what? I pick up my shoes and I went to the gym. And then the energy started what? Coming back up. And then I came back home and I'm here. And I'm excited because I'm sitting here for the first time with a fellow therapist who actually understood me maybe a little bit better. So today's show is going to be more of a interaction. We're going to look into insight of both of us, how we feel about individuality. Remember, guys, 2 weeks ago, I did a solo show on individuality, and that was a beautiful one. We spoke about the identity. Who are you behind the door? Who are you when no one is watching? And that was a very good episode. And last week, let's recap, we did mental health and weight. That was a very good one also. And I promised myself I'm going to lose some weight. Some people are on they are overweight, and some are downweight. I don't know what's that one called, but there's two sides to weight. So we're not just talking about being big. Some are also too small for what they actually should be. And we try and look into both the mental side of it and how we can recalibrate and actually get the right balance of maintaining our physique. Because when it comes to your mental health, it's very important, just as it's important when it comes to your physical health. The Bible says our mind and body should be aligned. So when it aligned, I think we're going to live long. So, yeah, welcome to Posh Peace Couch, therapy on the street, where you can actually be yourself. That's our space. We created this couch so people can talk about everything and anything. So we're going to run and do our first music, because today's show is going to run so quick because I have a charter with me. So we're just going to go. Before you know, it's going to be over. So let me make a haste while the sunshine. Hey, while the sunshine right there. So our first song today is actually a song by Inga Rose. It's called Celebrate Me. I thought this is a good one because it's about individual. So celebrate me. You too, celebrate yourself. You know, let's start on that good note of, you know, I feel good. I feel blessed. I woke up this morning. Gratitude. You know, so celebrate me by Inga Rose, and I'll be back in a sec.
When I look at my life, you see where I stand. Yeah, I made it through more than they know. When I look at my life and all that I've been, every scar, every fall, every place I've been in, I'm still here breathing, still finding my way. Through the nights I thought I wouldn't see another day. Ain't nobody clapping for me, so I'm clapping for myself. All the times I held on when I needed help. Oh, I celebrate me for everything I survived. All the nights I cried, but still I stayed alive. I celebrate me. Yeah, I'm standing on me. Even when it's hard, I'm who I need to be. You gotta do it for yourself. Ain't nobody coming through. You gotta find your strength, even when you don't want to. It's gonna be hard sometimes. It's gonna feel too much. You gonna break, you gonna cry, you gonna wanna give up. But believe me, you gonna make it even when you can't see. You're stronger than the moment. You just gotta believe. I celebrate me for everything I survive. All the storms I walk through, still I'm here, still alive. Stopping me. It's your eyes.
still standing, and that means something. No one can take that from you. No one. Ah, celebrate me for the woman I became. Through the hurt, through the pain, I still found my way. Ah, celebrate me, and I won't apologize. Every step I took gonna be alright. Celebrate you.
Tifo song, Celebrate Me. And if you manage to listen to those lyrics of those song, it's a lot, because it was talking about the survivor. And then you see that we've been through a lot in life, and that's what shaped us for who we are right now. And but the thing is, we don't stop where we are. We need to keep going. We need to map out the next phase of the journey. But in the meantime, celebrate yourself, as I will celebrate our sponsors. So we have Elevate BPM. They are one of our sponsors. Shout out to Elevate BPM, guys. If you need coaching, you need career change, you need virtual staff for your company, these are the people to reach out to, and they will sort you out. I promise you. You know, I've been telling this for the past few weeks now, that Elevate BPM is the way forward. And also, we celebrate our other sponsor, which is Esther A Coaching. You guys know much about Esther, because Esther is the first person that's been on my couch twice. So, Esther is amazing. And guess what, guys? My guest today actually has a link with Esther. I get to know or meet my guest today through Esther. So, Esther is more of a partner on this show now, unofficially. So yeah, Esther A Coaching, because we are in diaspora and there's a lot of career changes going on. People come from Africa with one skills and they are here, they want to do something else. Guys, don't get downpaid. When you have the right people to do your CV and coach you and tailor your career to the right place, trust me, you will get that money, because we are here to make money at the end of the day. So don't downplay yourself. Reach out to the right people and they can tailor your career and your CV to the right place where you want it to be. So Esther A Coaching is the one for you for that. And we celebrate our other sponsor, which is Sposhp Therapy. Guys, Sposhp Therapy is there for us to actually talk about everything and anything. There's no small talk here. We give a safe space where we can actually explore, especially for men. We men don't talk. And this is the opportunity, it's an avenue where you can actually talk to someone who actually understands you, you know, speaks your language, you know. So this is our sponsor for this week, so we celebrate them, just we are celebrating our own self. And then I celebrate my guest, finally, Justina Rai. The surname is kind of French, so I don't know if I'll get it right. Groux?
Greu.
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 Okay, pardon me, my guys. It's okay. So it's Justina Greu, if I'm right.
You're almost there. Okay. But it's fine.
So Justina is a coach and a therapist in the making. Well, she's a therapist already, because she's doing a lot of job that has to do with that. She owns a company called Macarius Consult, where she will talk about that herself, because I'm not going to take up that. I'll let her do that herself. So I'm just going to go into her saying, good evening, Justina. How are you today?
Good evening, Posh. I'm fine. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. How are you today? How's your day been?
It's been a long day.
Right.
It's been a long day. I came in from Paris. to be on your couch.
Ooh, you see, now I'm going foreign. I'm international. We're clocking it. Yes.
We're clocking it on the couch.
Yes.
So, yeah, I came in today to, you know, share some tips with you and also learn and also serve the people, because that's the most important thing to me.
So I'm here to serve
with what I have. And it's been a long day, but it's been a good day.
It's been a good day.
I'm happy for this time. I'm happy to be here now.
Thank you. I love that. You know, today's episode is about identity, healing, emotional responsibility, you know, becoming the version of who you are meant to be. And that's why I'm going to be having a discussion with Justina, because I feel like when you're healed as a human being, you do wonders. You live in your element. You make right decision. Even when you make the wrong decision, it doesn't feel traumatizing like when you make a wrong decision, when you're in a wrong state of mind. And we're going to talk about self-awareness, you know, emotional maturity, emotional intelligence, purpose and pain, because those are the things that shaped us, isn't it? Confidence building. So yeah, there's a lot. So you guys relax and listen to this show as we go from one segment to another. So let's start with our past. Right, so you and I are here of a product of who we are before we go here. Tell me your journey. How's your journey in just sum it up. How do you arrive at where we are today?
Wow. My journey as a person, or my journey as my careers consult?
As a person, let's start with your identity.
My journey as a person, wow. My journey as a person has been long. A young girl who grew up in Africa, who lost her mother at 14, and who was forced to grow up in the face of death. Mm. You know, who did not have the space to mourn. But, you know, I just had to grow and move on as fast as I can. So it was a survival mode, and that's where trauma comes in. Mm. Because when you start surviving and you don't heal, you just bury, it's like a polar bear.
That's right.
That is hibernating. Mm. And it just waits for something to trigger you.
And
everything just resurfaces even worse. Mm-hmm. So that was my journey. But along the line, I understood, I came across some very intelligent people and very purposeful people who spoke about relationship. At the age of 9, I started listening to late Pastor Bimbo Odukoya.
Oh, bless us all.
Who spoke about relationship. And I don't know why, I was just, you know, intrigued. It was very interesting to me at a very young age. Mm. And, you know, that was when my healing started. Going forward, you know, I started to invest in myself. I started asking myself that question.
Those questions. The uncomfortable ones.
The uncomfortable questions.
Right.
And I can remember when I was 21.
Right.
There was a question I used to say, oh, my mother trained me well. I am well brought up. Mm. But I discovered that the thing that a mother or a parent or a guardian will tell you when you're 14 is completely different from what they will tell you when you're 25.
Absolutely.
Or 21.
Absolutely.
So I was just lost in my, I am well trained.
Mm.
And I wrote my first book, From Girl to Woman.
Wow. A round of applause. We have an author on the show again. Now we've got 3 authors on the show now. Poshuka is going places. Go on. I'm excited.
And, you know, and when I wrote that, you know, I started telling people, what you know today is not what you will know tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Always try to reinvent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be open-minded, because a lot of people are closed in their mind.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're very full of themselves. Mm. And they say pride comes before a fall.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're prideful and you think that you know it all and you don't create a space to learn, you fail.
That's true.
So in a nutshell, that's my journey. And I started my careers consult. It's over a decade. So it just started, like, you know, I just noticed people would call me and, oh, I'm going through this. And, you know, I was always talking. And people kept on calling me. And I heard from a few friends saying, why don't you coach people? I'm like, no, I don't want anybody to know me. I like the one-on-one thing. Yeah, but one-on-one thing is coaching, like speaking to people.
Absolutely.
Like, you, anytime you speak to them, you reach their heart. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I love to do. But I needed a purpose. Mm. Because I didn't want just to go out there and touch heart. But what was the purpose? Mm. And my purpose came out of me being a lover of God. My purpose is to serve.
Mm.
One thing my maker, Jesus, did was he healed.
That's right.
So I'm here to heal.
Mm.
So that's Macarius.
Clock it. Well, in my generation is tapping, so that's why you're hearing that click. But now they said we should clock it.
Yeah.
Right, guys, that is a lot already for a start. And I'm going to... So when it comes to... You spoke about pain. You spoke about purpose, which is part of my script, actually. So how does your... How did you deal with your pain? And how did you arrive at your purpose?
At the beginning, it was total denial.
Mm.
And that's what most people go through when that's they're right. going through pain.
Mm-hmm.
I would take, for instance, divorce.
Okay.
When people get announced to be divorced,
mm-hmm.
they go into denial mode.
Oh, yeah.
After that, for them to accept that it's really happening. So for me, pain was denial. I was like, no, my mom can't be dead. It's not possible.
Mm.
And, you know, I just put myself in a world like, okay. It's for over a year, I thought I was in coma. So that's how much I was in denial. I'm like, no, I'm in coma. Because I was sick 2 days before she passed. So I'm like, I'm sure that I'm in coma and that I'm the one not okay. And that one day I would wake up and it would be fine. And something woke me up. You know, things that wake us up are really, really small. I woke up and I could not find a clean uniform to wear.
Mm.
Because mommy used to wash my uniform.
Wow.
And I was getting ready to go to school and I couldn't find clean uniform.
That's deep.
And I woke up. I'm like, wow. Oh, she's really gone.
She's not here.
She's not here anymore. Mm. And that was my first stage of acceptance. So it's denial first before you accept.
That's right.
And when I accepted, I was lost because, okay, you've accepted, so what? So what next? What's the way forward? Mm. Where do I start from? Like, what do I know?
Mm-hmm.
And I started training myself to remember the good that she has taught me and to carry that forward.
Mm.
So what everything that happens to a person traumatized or the story of trauma, there are things to learn.
Absolutely.
So in the process, when you're in total denial or you accepted, instead of you just, okay, I accepted, okay, the worst has happened to me, and you just sit and you start wallowing and giving yourself self-pity party.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what was the good thing here?
That's right.
What can I carry forward? Drop the bad bag and move forward. So I dropped the bad bag. I'm like, okay, she's not here, but life continues. Because my mother used to tell us, I'm just a caretaker.
Wow.
You don't belong to me.
She said that as early as you can remember.
As early as I can remember.
Mm.
So she always used to repeat it. I'm a caretaker. I'm not going to be here always.
Wow.
So that word kept on resonating in my heart. She was like, okay, after all, she's just a caretaker and God is the one in charge.
That's right.
And that's what made me move forward.
You know, I wrote something down here that says, healing is not becoming someone new. It's returning to who you were before survival become your personality.
Exactly.
So you were someone before,
before
your mom passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you became something else because that was the pain, the trauma, the self-denials, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's another human being, which is where the topic here actually align now. So people these days, I can say, have you heard of that adage of fake it to make it?
Yeah.
When people actually have a whole new entire personality for themselves, which is not who they are, and they call it facade, and they just go about their life, but they know who they are, but the other people out there does not know who they are because they've changed their identity mostly for a wrong reason. And that's where the whole topic. So what can you tell us about identity? Because I know that's actually your area of specialization.
Yeah.
Tell us about identity.
For me, identity it's not how people say it. Identity is your core values.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are out of your core values. The problem people are having today is misused values, or they don't even have values. There are no values that are existing. I will talk about children.
Okay.
A lot of parents think that children, they grow from education.
Right.
But children are trained by the examples they see. So the theory part of, oh, I've told you to do this, I've taught you that. No, that's not how a child learns. It's part of learning.
Mm-hmm.
But a child learns from what they see.
See.
And what you see becomes your core value. So that's if right. a child growing up does not see love, you cannot give what you don't have. There is no way, and I repeat, there is no way that child will be able to give love. Because the child does not have the identity of love. He doesn't know what it is. And he or she will not be able to give it. Now, when it comes to adults, because they say train a child in the way you should go, not train an adult. But the mistake is, you meet somebody in the adult stage and you're thinking you can change this person. No, the training had to come earlier. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say catch them when they are young.
Mm. I'm a fan of early intervention.
Yeah. Catch them when they are young. Now, I'm not saying that somebody cannot change when the person goes. But there is a lot of work to do. And the first stage of that work is awareness. Wow. When you're not even aware that there is something, it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So identity is about core values. If you can identify what your values are and you run with it, the world will be a better place. But unfortunately, a lot of people
lost identity. For another example I will use to Kim, what you just said is being kind. You know, I grew up in a home where kindness is the thing. My mom brought me up in a way where I had to serve. My mom is a pastor. She's still a pastor. And serving becomes norm. When you're sitting in a chair and someone elderly comes and you stand up for them, I can literally give my own food for someone else to eat if I see it's a necessity to do. So those little things, they are not things that you learn when you become an adult. It's something that is actually part and parcel of you growing up. Because you see your mom does it, and then you start picking up that behavior also.
It becomes your normal.
Yes. So I totally agree with what you just said now about having an identity when we were young. But let's move up to a stage where we're not adults. Because I feel like there's a lot of people that have missed that early intervention that we just spoke about. And now they're adults. How do we rediscover ourselves as an adult? I can tell my story of not just because that's an adage in Yoruba that, which means if you've been taught, you have to teach yourself, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a fan of that because I'm not been boasting or anything, but I've sat down and I've done a work on myself in the last decade to become who I am right now. Yes, I'm a product of my family, my mom especially, but also there's me now, which is actually totally different, because there's some things that my mom taught me that I don't like anymore, and I've chopped them in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that, like, this is going to die with me. So now I've created my own core value. So how do we get to that stage where we can actually, you know, get our own identity and become the better version of who we should be?
Now, I'll say that there are so many things that influence our identity.
That's right.
The society, our social status, our education, family, friends, relationships. Now, when you talk about all this sphere that can influence who you are, if I would use a tree as an example, the root of a tree is the heart of the tree.
That's right.
Now, there are different branches on that tree, and if one branch is affected, the whole tree is affected.
True.
Now, how do you rebuild? You have to go back to the roots and say, okay, this is what I know, and that's why I always talk about awareness. But I would push it forward to consciousness, because you're aware of, okay, this is what I was taught growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My environment, the culture where I am in, like we came from Africa. We've come into another country where the culture is completely different.
Absolutely.
And we can compare. Mm-hmm. There's some things that we keep and there's some things that we drop.
Yes.
Now, when you are aware of your surroundings, you're aware educationally. Now, you have to be conscious to make that change. And that's where change begins, when you are conscious. The next step, our first step, awareness, the next step is conscious.
Conscious.
So, consciousness makes you start asking yourself the questions. Consciousness starts making you make the change.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness is good. Mm-hmm. This is what is happening. But the change comes when you're conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think for identity, consciousness is what will make anybody take the step, number one. Number two, vulnerability. If you cannot be vulnerable enough to say that, okay, this and this and this part of me, let me use you for an example.
Mm-hmm.
You woke up this morning and said, okay, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling?
That's right.
You are aware that there is something wrong. What should I do? Let me go to the gym.
Mm.
You're conscious, okay, you should go to the gym. You get to the gym, you walk out, you come back, you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So you started with something is strange around here. You're conscious of it and you take a move.
That's right.
So the identity starts with that.
It's as simple as that.
And you were vulnerable enough to be truthful to yourself. And that's why where people suffer a lot. People don't say the truth to themselves.
They
stay in the fake it to make it. Mm-hmm. But if you fake it to make it, you fake to the world, but when you to get yourself. Behind closed doors, the reality of yourself shows in front of your face, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's why a lot of people are hurting in silence.
That's another topic entirely. But yeah, wow. Guys, this is actually very interesting, because I love your insight, and I like the fact that you're able to actually pick what I'm saying. This is, you're a good listener. That's good. You're good with what you do. You know, when things happen, like I said earlier, I am a product of change. And I remember vividly when I was young, I used to be, oh my God, I can play to that kingdom come. I used to wear white, and that white will be brown by the time I get back home. But as time goes on, I realize that I don't want to be this
playful
dirty boy all the time. and you know, when you're a teenager, when you start seeing girls and everything, you want to be like, I want to look good, you want to, and then cautiousness, like you said, you are aware that I'm doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something is not right. And then you now make a cautious effort to actually start washing your clothes. When there's time for football, you maintain your steez. You know, okay, if I actually need to play football, let me take off my whites, wear a cloth under, then use that to play football, take it off, put back my uniform. You know, that's effort. And I think this is, which is where this is, let's go deep here now. The problem with people, I feel like people have awareness sometimes and they can be cautious, but they don't want to do the hard work. Like I just said now, I know I want to play football. But I now know I need to be having extra clothes that I need to put on and take it off. Now, as silly or small that might sound, a lot of people don't have time to put in that work of getting that extra clothes, wear it, take it off, to put it to. You know, we're using a very simple analog here, which actually is the whole entire of our being.
Yeah.
So you've been traumatized, relationship, death, whatever things you've been through. How do you find yourself again? You've got to work, and this work, it has to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do the work, and that's when the identity will come in. If not, oops. Guys, okay, let's take a break. See, before oh my God, we're already half past. See, this is then when you're talking to someone like you now, the show just goes so quick.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Let's do our second song. Let's dance. Let's dance because I want more energy as we go into the second part, second segment. And guys, don't forget Rant to Posh. I have one Rant to Posh already. It's very beautiful and intense. Right. Yeah, because there's something going on social media right now. So someone has ranted about it. So we're going to listen to our second song today, which is Enjoy by Tekno. So this song is live. So let's enjoy. There's problem, there's everything everywhere. But guys, take time, relax. The world will not fall.
At all. Okay.
So we'll be back after listening to this beautiful song by Tekno.
Person when no person, you know they keep person. If you want no person, you know go first person. Yo. I know they sick, you won't give me medicine. I get money, yo. You won't help me spend my money. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. I love you, oh yeah. I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Just believe that I'm a winner.
I said just believe.
I will never do it like you do it. Best believe I'm a do it, do it. Let me do it like I do it, how I do it. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy.
Allow me,
allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, mama, mama. If you know what make you happy, something go do you. Something go do you. Water go shock you.
Thunder
go yum on you. Something go do you. Something go do you. Water go shock you. Something go do you.
Big smoke stop.
Yeah, you're listening to Posh Peace Couch with Shay John Oluwasogo. And I'm gracefully here with a coach and a psychotherapist also in Justina Gail.
Gail.
Pardon me.
No problem.
I'm trying.
You are.
So far so good, guys. We spoke about our experiences. Justina spoke to us about her childhood, losing her mom, where she has to live in the same denials for a very long time before she actually accepted. And through that, she's been able to shape her life to where she is right now as a consultant, as a coach, as an aspiring therapist, and as the owner and CEO of Macarius. So she has gone way, way, way from where she used to be to where she is currently. And she has a very high places to go for her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right. Justina, let's talk about one thing that we don't talk about, especially in African settings. And I can say this loud and clear because I've met, as a therapist, most of my work, because I started as an early intervention. That's what I used to do with young people in SCN schools a few years ago before lockdown. And what I realized is we Black people live in a self-denial when it comes to trauma, when it comes to what we've been through. And there's actually, even apart from what we've been through, there's internal trauma for every single one of us. That one was... It was transferred,
mm-hmm.
right, we already have one that's internalized, and then we now have one that we actually face, especially during your childhood period to your teenage years, which we don't talk about. You as a coach, do you believe in trauma? Let's start from there, because I need to know we're on the same level.
Oh, now. Yes, I do. 100%.
What is your say on it? And how does it affect our identity?
In our African setting, when we talk about trauma, people say there's nothing like trauma. Life is just hard. Or when you're trying to say, oh, this child is going to trauma. No, the child is not traumatized, it's just stubborn.
That's right.
He just doesn't want to listen. So trauma comes up in different forms. And if we're not keen and we're not looking in the right direction, we'll name it something else. Like anger. When you overreact, it's a sign of trauma. I'm somebody, when I was growing up, my father used to shout a lot, you know. And when I started getting into the relationship field, if somebody just raises his voice, not shouting, because some people are very excited when they speak. They're passionate, let me see. They're very passionate. They're passionate speakers. And it was very difficult for me to interact with a passionate speaker.
Right.
Because I just related it to the person is shouting. So I was already traumatized. So as if the person just raises the voice, I develop fear. It triggers me, and I was afraid. So that's another fruit of trauma, fear. I would always be afraid. Now, when a child is always saying yes, or even an adult saying yes to everything, is trauma, is a fear of, you know, rejection. You know, the person has been rejected so many times that the person is finding him or herself in a space where he or she wants to please everybody. So, you know, I don't want anybody, I want everybody to like me. You know, there is another form of trauma where people think that they cannot say no. You know, it's another acceptance mechanism too. Like, you know, you can't say no. You always belittle yourself. During the teenage stage, there are two things that can happen. It's either you're growing as a teenager and, you know, maybe you have the well-built body, you have a beautiful face, or you're overweight.
That's right.
Now, if you are very small, you have complex. So it happens everywhere, not all in Africa, where people name you. And that name, unfortunately, they can call you, oh, you're like a small rat. It's very difficult. When you grow, it would show in the way you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
It would show in the way you present yourself.
Absolutely.
It would show on the seats you sit and in the rooms that you walk in. And you may think that, oh, I'm just a shy person. No, you're traumatized. When you cannot fully function, as you always say, in your element. So trauma shows in different forms, and it's a very, very serious thing. So I believe there is trauma. I believe that it should be worked on. And I believe that people should open their eyes and see that trauma is not, you know, somebody who has schizophrenic or, you know, shouting. Trauma are in the little things that you see. Fear is trauma. Anger is trauma. Overjoy. You're just laughing. Anybody says anything, you laugh about it. No, you're hiding something. So trauma is in the little things.
So how do we navigate? What's the first thing? Acceptance, isn't it?
Yeah, how do we
awareness,
accept?
Acceptance, consciousness. How do we put ourselves in this state? How do we realize this so we can start working on it?
Most of the times, for people that are traumatized, they are not able to identify that they are traumatized. So the first thing is your surroundings, your family, your friends, your environment. If you're surrounded with the right people and they can communicate this in the right way, in a loveful way, and tell you, okay, we see that you're always angry. Is there something wrong? You need help. You know, it's about communication. Communicating to somebody that the person is undergoing one or two trauma is the first step that the person can accept. Over time, say, okay, you did this this last time, you did this this time. It's not a judgment, is because we want to help you. So bringing help to the person through communication,
right,
in an intelligent way is the first step of healing somebody who is traumatized. Another step is not rejecting the person, because you have to accept people how they are.
You don't
have to approve what they're doing, but you have to be able to accept them how they are. Now, when you accept them and they feel comfortable around you, you can easily say, okay, this is the problem, and they would listen. So I for me, I think those are the first steps of, you know, helping somebody who has trauma.
Right. I agree with what you're saying. Totally, that's, yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to buttress on that. When it comes to trauma, I feel like there's a lot of things we've been through growing up. Even as an adult, you can develop some trauma while as an adult.
Of course.
And but we shut it down because we feel like, ah.
Heartbreak trauma. Breakfast trauma.
But you, especially men.
Especially men.
We just zoom in. I mean, zoom out of it next to the next person.
That's not, I don't think so.
You carry that trauma to that person.
Mm-hmm.
This is where identity comes in. Mm-hmm. And then now you've not worked on yourself. You're not healed of your past.
Hurt people.
Now you have a new relationship. There is no way, and I say it again, that there will be problem.
Yeah, hurt people. So you just continue the cycle. I always say that it's different container, the same person.
There you go.
So it's not because you change a partner that if you think that, oh, this girl was not good or this guy was not good, no.
Do you think our partner can help us to heal? Is that their job?
No.
Or is it part of their job?
I wouldn't advise anybody to help anybody heal. I would advise anybody to inform the person that they need to be healed and let them go do the work. Now, unfortunately for some people, they are already married to somebody that is already traumatized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will use the scripture for this.
Right.
The scripture says that, woman, what do you know? It may be your character that would help him to come to Christ. And for that, it's a very, very, very big responsibility.
It is.
Now, it's not because you want to help the person that the person is ready or is available for that help. So if you're in a relationship where the person has already gone through one or two trauma, the only thing you can do is love the person and accept the person.
And that can be challenging.
Well, it's very challenging because you have to come to a place where you die to yourself. You forget about yourself. And that's the sacrificial kind of love.
Because I feel like that's what... I'm not speaking for women now. I'm an advocate for women also. Because I feel like as much as I try to get a balance, a lot of time, men don't work on their past. And then you meet this beautiful lady who has not done anything to you. And now you're projecting. Now you're reacting. Now you have different style of abuse. Because it's an abuse. But abuse doesn't have to be physical. It's an abuse, emotional abuse. And this woman will actually be there and then had to suppress you, had to talk you out of this. It is emotionally draining.
It is.
Because even as a man, I've been there where I had to carry someone. Listen, I only carry you in therapy. Because that affects you as a person.
Of course.
When you have to carry people all over and all over and all over again, then you start losing yourself and your own identity will be questioned because now who are you anymore?
Let me advocate for men a little bit here.
Go on, then.
I think that men have not been given the space to heal.
Absolutely.
There's no culture, there is no education, there is no ear for a man to be vulnerable.
That's right.
I think that the way men in every area, in every culture of life, the way they've been brought up is be strong, suck it up. The problem is men don't even know who to talk to. And they don't even know why they should even talk.
Yeah.
So the trauma for men is really, really much because once a woman has, we girls can repeat the same thing. I can call my friend and say, I'm going through this at 1 a.m. I call you at 3:30 and I repeat the same thing. And the friend is there really like as if it's the first time. Allows you to air it out until there is nothing for you to say.
Anymore.
But
man,
the best place that you can put a man for him to start healing out of trauma is for him to be vulnerable. So if, as I say, catch them when they're young, if you can tell your male child, you can express yourself. If you're feeling pain, it's normal, you're human. Let's bring back men back to humanity. Mm. Let's make men understand that it is okay for them to cry.
Amen.
It is okay for them to say that they are hurting.
Right.
It's okay for them to say, I cannot do it.
Right.
I'm not capable. Mm-hmm. I don't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the overcapacity they put on men is killing. The weight is too much.
That's why they go into high. That's why they use facade. That's why they create a new identity. That's why they do fraud and everything.
Any man that you see that is not one with himself is under trauma. Nobody, I don't think that anybody is created to want to hurt other people want to automatically be difficult or frustrate other people.
Absolutely.
He's just hurting and he's never let it out.
And that's why we have Posh Space Couch. The reason why this space was created from the onset was for men. Let me tell you a story. So when I started Posh Space Couch, it was for men intentionally. And then there's a riot where women said, oh, why are you doing this for men? Are we not human being also? So that is a free space for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But my core value, like we spoke from the start, is that men needs to be on the couch and talk about it. Like, we have a lot to talk about.
It doesn't change their masculinity to be vulnerable.
Change anything. And I get vulnerable all the time when I talk to... I had an episode here where I did with my three of my friends, all men, and the way they spoke that day, I was like,
you discovered new people.
Yes, this is the way forward.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's why, because if women are healed more, the world will be a better place.
It will be.
It will be a better place. So, identity, the individual, back to the topic, the individual, who are you? And as we spoke, as everything that we like, in a nutshell, you can only be you if you've discovered who you are, your value, what makes you tick, you've healed from your trauma, your intention about how you want to live your life, you have a goal, you know where you're going, then that is your individuality.
Exactly.
Is there anything you can you sum that up for me also in your own word?
Yeah, I would say that let's stop lying to ourselves about our core values, because a lot of people say, oh, I know my core values, and when they are faced with life, they compromise. Don't compromise on your core values, because when you start compromising, you lose completely yourself. I made a post the other day, and I say that when you grow with somebody, you're yourself. But when you change for somebody, you lose yourself. So in the process of you understanding, being aware and being conscious of who you are, do not compromise on your core values.
Wow. That's a good one. Do not compromise. Guys, there's no time anymore. Damn. Right. Let's do a quick rant to Posh. Right. Do you have anything to rant about? Let me start with you so I don't miss out on something else to me.
What do I have to rant about?
I mean, you said something earlier. I don't know if that's a rant. You said we UK people.
I have something to rant.
Yeah, go ahead.
To write, but I'm still in the UK, so I have to be wise about how I rant.
Okay. You have 1 minute.
I don't understand. You people should, you know, speak less. Why are you always communicate with me? I'm not deaf. Like, you know.
Okay.
Become collected. Not pretend who you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting beside you. I can hear you 5 on 5.
Right. See, listen, one thing about this country, and I will defend them and advocate for them, is it's a fast-paced country. After London, which is the fastest, it's Manchester now. Everything is like this. Compared to France, where you're coming from. I've been to Paris a couple of times, and it's quite chilled. I was in Monaco the other day, and I was going to catch a train, and I was going to run for that train.
Nobody's running.
And the guy was like, no.
It's a trauma reaction. That's...
Wow.
Nobody is chasing. You're traumatized with fast pace.
I don't want to miss that one.
Even on holiday, you're traumatized. You're running.
He was like, no, relax. You know, another one will come. Gentle. I'm like, ah. So in UK, we live by seconds. You know, pa, 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 pa. So So I can't even apologize because that's just the culture here.
All right.
So, and I used to say something for myself. I go by my own pace, not the pace of the country. Mm. Now, this is now individual. If the country has said this is how they want to run it, now it's up to you to either fall in line or create your own version, which is what I try to do most of the time. Like, mm-hmm. I go by my own pace, but at some pace that will be faster and hard to catch. So, balance. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that.
I've ranted.
That's good. Right, the other rant here, where is it? Is, sorry guys, 1 minute. It's actually the, have you heard of the thing that is going on about Chike and all this thing? Right, so this is a guy that said, is it okay for women to be celebrating Chike the way they are celebrating him? What do you want to say about that?
Okay, I'm going to talk from two standpoints, okay?
Let's deal with the rant first.
Okay, let's deal with it. Is it okay?
Cause
as a woman.
I feel like the celebration is too much.
I don't feel the celebration is too much compared to what women have gone through. Compared to the other side, when it's a woman that, you know, does this kind of act. I don't feel that the celebration, even if I don't encourage this, I'm not part of that school of thought, but I can understand the celebration. But the problem with the celebration is it can come with a miscommunication. It's another thing they're communicating. It's like they're celebrating
infidelity.
So I
don't think that's right.
I understand that. Okay, now it's a man, you know, he stepped in for what? It's still infidelity.
Still
wrong. It's still very wrong.
What is wrong is wrong. There's no right for that.
I hear them, but
that's my own point. That's where I'm coming from him. But yeah, go on, tell us your own side of it. You said you have two sides.
Yeah,
to
I have two sides. Like, okay, I can understand why they're, you know, why they're happy about the whole thing.
Is that not the trauma from women also? That's why they are reacting like that. We spoke about trauma.
There's something about trauma that I did not say, and I know that we don't have time. So trauma is not only what has happened to you, it's also what has happened to other people
absolutely.
Around you.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people have not even gone through as much as they think. They just have projected traumas.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening now
mm-hmm.
that women are ranting about, or they are just, you know, encouraging
mm-hmm.
is projected traumas.
Absolutely.
Some of them are not married.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, they've never experienced what it is to be in a relationship. They don't even know the hard work it takes to stay Christian.
Some don't even know Chike till now, but now they are celebrating him. They don't even know who that person is.
So it's just projected trauma. That's one part. The other part is infidelity is infidelity. There is no right in infidelity.
I agree.
So there is nothing to applaud, you know.
That's nothing. For.
There is no good side of the story.
No, not at all.
There is no good side.
And that's what we do. What makes Posh Podcast different to every other podcast or whatever is, we're not here to chase clouds.
No.
We're not here to just, because people are the numbers. They want the numbers. They want, that is not, I've not been doing this for a year for number. If I want a number, I know what to do, and the next thing I'll be up top of there. But I'm actually advocating for people to be healed,
mm-hmm.
for people to do better, to make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we created this space. So guys, it's been a pleasure. I love you, I love you, and I love you. Justina, thank you so much for coming all the way from France.
Thank you for having
me. On my couch. How does it feel being here now?
If
what can you say about Posh Space Couch?
I think that is a safe space. And I think that if you want to be healed, if you're looking for a therapist, not only in the UK, but out of the UK, because you're now international, you
Thank
know.
Thank you. Amen.
I really want to encourage men to come on this space. I think that, you know, they're the ones that carry the seed.
Mm.
So please let them come and sit and have good healing conversations and be vulnerable, and I 100% trust that you would deliver.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So guys, you've heard it. Posh Space Couch is here to stay for the community. It's the therapy on the streets. We talk about everything and anything, and we laugh, we bant and everything, and then we get our healing, and then we move up to the next piece of our life. Until next week, when you shall see me again with probably someone else, or maybe me alone, we don't know yet. Let's keep that guessing. Follow me on my all social media, Posh Space Couch, Posh Space Therapy, and I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Have a good evening.
organization. Chicken for money pressure. Street orientation. Immodernization. Music don't need permission to enter your spirit. Anyway, anyhow, you know, say you go feel me. Music don't need permission to enter your spirit. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, anyhow, you know, say you go feel me.
I live in like no other. The one you're not, what you're not, you're not, you're not.